Welcome to episode 24 of the Rebuilding Lives podcast, brought to you by the Self-Development Factory. Today, we're exploring a challenge that so many of us face in one form or another: peer pressure. Specifically, how it can pull us back into old habits, including addiction, and how to rise above it to live a fulfilling, free life. Peer pressure is a powerful force, one that often works subtly, whispering doubts and offering temptations that can shake even the most determined minds. For anyone on a path to rebuilding their life, whether it's breaking addictions, stepping into a healthier lifestyle, or pursuing new career goals, this pressure can feel overwhelming. But remember, the ability to overcome it isn't about denying its existence. It's about strengthening your resilience and aligning yourself with your deeper purpose. Today's episode is all about equipping you with the mindset and tools to stand firm when old influences resurface. We'll unpack why peer pressure can be so persuasive, especially when it stems from those we care about most. You'll also learn actionable strategies to shift your focus from external approval to your internal values, empowering you to stay committed to your growth no matter the challenges. Whether you're in the early stages of change or well into your journey of self-improvement, this episode will resonate with you. We'll feature insights from real-life stories, expert advice, and practical tips, all designed to inspire you to take ownership of your decisions. Get ready to explore how to protect your progress, deepen your resolve, and unlock the freedom that comes with staying true to your vision. A childhood memory of early peer pressure. Picture this. You're 10 years old on a school playground, and someone challenges you to do something that feels wrong but makes you feel part of the group. Maybe it's sneaking candy from a store. Maybe it's mocking a classmate. It's a small moment in time, but the discomfort of that decision labels itself in your mind. Fast forward years later, and while the circumstances have changed, the pressure feels eerily the same. Peer pressure has a way of whispering in your ear, nudging you toward decisions that contradict your values. But as we've come to understand, it's not just a playground issue. It follows us into adulthood, often influencing decisions surrounding substances, behaviors, and our journeys with addiction. Standing firm against peer pressure, especially as adults, requires a deep understanding of our values and the courage to honor them in challenging situations. It's easy to feel isolated when making choices that deviate from the crowd, but it's essential to remember that true strength lies in aligning your decisions with your personal goals and integrity. These moments of resistance, though uncomfortable, serve as a testament to your growth and resilience. Each time you choose authenticity over conformity, you reinforce your path toward self-development and a more fulfilling life. One powerful way to combat peer pressure is by surrounding yourself with individuals who share your values and support your aspirations. A strong network of like-minded peers fosters a sense of belonging without compromising your principles, creating an environment where growth and positive choices are celebrated. Consider joining communities, attending workshops, or finding mentors who inspire you to stay true to your goals. By investing in these connections, you not only resist harmful pressures, but also create opportunities for collaboration and mutual empowerment. The reality of returning to old habits. Once someone begins the hard work of breaking free from addiction, an unexpected challenge can arise. Former peer groups, old environments, even certain past habits that were once comforting can become triggers. The pressure to fit in, to avoid confrontation, or to feel validated can make saying no seem impossible at times. But remember this truth: every yes to peer pressure is a no to your personal growth, your goals, and your freedom. And that's exactly why learning to overcome it is vital for living a life aligned with your authentic self. Overcoming peer pressure starts with self-awareness. Recognizing when you're being influenced and understanding how it impacts your decisions is the first step toward reclaiming your agency. Take a moment to reflect on your values, priorities, and long-term goals. When you're clear about what truly matters to you, resisting the temptation to conform becomes less daunting. Ground yourself in the confidence that staying aligned with your authentic self is always worth it, even if it feels uncomfortable in the moment. Another powerful tool to combat peer pressure is setting boundaries. Healthy boundaries aren't about shutting people out. They're about protecting your energy, your time, and your goals. Clearly communicating your limits can feel intimidating at first, but it's a skill that grows stronger with practice. Surrounding yourself with individuals who respect and support your aspirations can make all the difference. When you foster an environment that celebrates growth and individuality, you give yourself the opportunity to thrive without the weight of external expectations holding you back. A turning point. Here's an honest story. There was once a man in his early 30s attending gatherings with familiar faces, trying his best to avoid substances that had controlled his life. For a while, he drank soda in a sea of beers, but then the moment started creeping in. "Just one drink," someone encouraged. "You've changed now. You've got it under control." It was one single decision, and one drink spiraled into many. That one choice fueled a relapse that brought him back to a deep realization about peer pressure's power. The wake-up call? Losing the respect he'd worked so hard to regain, the disheartened looks of people he truly cared about, and the reminder that his life was meant for so much more. That moment of clarity marked the beginning of his recovery for good. Peer pressure didn't disappear, but his reaction to it completely transformed. He leaned into self-development like never before, absorbing lessons from books, workshops, and mentors who inspired him to take control of his narrative. It wasn't easy. There were moments of doubt and temptation. But he realized that growth required discipline and a deep commitment to his why. He started setting clear boundaries, learning to say no, and surrounding himself with people who uplifted and encouraged him. Each day became an opportunity to rebuild not just his life, but his confidence and sense of purpose. Through consistent effort, he began to redefine what success and fulfillment meant for him. What emerged from the struggle was a renewed sense of strength and clarity. He discovered that the true antidote to the grip of peer pressure was self-respect and an unwavering understanding of his values. By aligning his actions with his goals, he became a beacon for others who were trapped in similar cycles. His story of transformation reminded everyone that setbacks aren't the end. They can be the very foundation for a comeback filled with resilience and purpose. Today, he helps others reframe their struggles, proving that the power to change lives within every choice we make. Practical steps to resist peer pressure. Now, here's the million-dollar question. How do you stand firm when peer pressure feels overwhelming? How do you safeguard your progress, protect your boundaries, and live a life by your design? Here are 6 practical strategies with a bit more detail to guide you. Redefine your social circles. Take a close look at who you spend your time with. Surround yourself with individuals who genuinely support your growth and encourage positive decisions. Seek out like-minded people who celebrate your commitment to staying true to yourself, whether it's prioritizing your health, sobriety, or personal development. The company you keep plays a huge role in your mindset and choices. Strengthen your boundaries. Practice saying no with clarity and confidence. Whether it's a firm, "I don't drink anymore," or "Thanks, but I'm focusing on healthier choices," be unapologetic about your decisions. Rehearse these responses if needed so they feel natural. Setting and maintaining boundaries is key to staying in control of your life and avoiding situations that don't align with your values. Recognize your triggers. Pay attention to the people, environments, or situations that make you feel most vulnerable to peer pressure. Once you've identified those triggers, you can avoid them when necessary or create a plan to navigate them. For example, if social gatherings with certain friends make it tough to stick to your goals, consider having a supportive friend join you or setting limits on how long you'll stay. Seek professional guidance. Sometimes overcoming peer pressure requires additional support. Don't hesitate to reach out for help through counseling, coaching, or recovery groups. These resources can provide you with effective tools, strategies, and a community of people who understand your struggles. Having someone in your corner who can offer unbiased guidance can make all the difference in staying aligned with your goals. Have a go-to exit strategy. Not every situation will be easy, and sometimes the best option is to remove yourself from environments or conversations that feel overwhelming. Plan a few polite ways to excuse yourself, like saying, "Thanks for inviting me, but I've got an early start tomorrow." Or, "I've enjoyed catching up, but I've got to head out now." Giving yourself permission to leave is a powerful way to protect your boundaries and avoid unnecessary stress. Affirm your why. Remind yourself regularly of the reasons behind your commitment to change. Write down your goals, values, and the benefits you're gaining by making positive choices. Reflect on this list whenever you feel tempted or pressured to stray from your path. Whether it's better health, more emotional peace, or achieving a long-term dream, keeping your why front and center will help ground you when challenges arise. Resisting peer pressure isn't easy, but by taking these steps, you can build the confidence and tools needed to stand firm. Remember, every choice you make is a step toward living the life you truly want. Stay strong. You've got this. The path to recovery. When I think about recovery, I often picture it like a sunrise. There's the darkness of relapse or addiction, where it feels like the night will never end. But eventually, light begins to seep in. It might start small, with little victories like making it through a tough day or resisting old habits. But over time, that light grows. It becomes a full glow, illuminating your life, your purpose, and endless possibilities you may have thought were lost. Recovery is not just about leaving something behind. It's about moving towards something better, something brighter. Support systems are at the heart of this recovery journey. Trusted friends, family members, sponsors, or mentors remind you that you don't have to face the struggles alone. They provide grounding and encouragement, especially when the weight of external pressure or internal doubts feels overwhelming. A simple text, a kind word, or a steady presence can make all the difference, acting as a reminder that you are seen, heard, and valued. Most importantly, recovery is not linear. It's not a straight path from darkness to light, but rather a winding road with highs and lows, progress and setbacks. There will be stops and starts, moments of pride and moments of struggle. But that's okay. Each day you choose to move forward, no matter how small the step, is a powerful act of resistance against the pull of old habits. It's proof of your strength, your determination, and your hope for a better tomorrow. Lessons on self-worth. Here's the thing about peer pressure. It only thrives when we forget our self-worth. When we start seeking validation from others or trying to live up to someone else's idea of who we should be, we become more susceptible to the idea that we need their acceptance to feel whole. It's easy to fall into the trap of worrying about fitting in or fearing rejection because at its core, peer pressure feeds on insecurity. But true fulfillment doesn't come from others' opinions. It comes from within. It begins when we honor our authentic selves, embracing who we truly are without apology. It's about realizing that our value isn't tied to anyone else's approval, opinions, or expectations. When we recognize that our worth is inherent, unshakable, and infinite, we take back our power. Building self-worth takes time and patience, but it's worth the effort. It might mean setting boundaries, learning to say no, or taking time to rediscover what brings you joy. It's about reminding yourself, day after day, that you are enough as you are. Flaws, imperfections, and all. The more you lean into your own inner strength, the less power external pressures will have over your choices. In recovery and in life, self-worth becomes a foundation. It allows you to navigate challenges with resilience and choose paths that align with your values and desires, rather than the expectations of others. And when you fully embrace your worth, you unlock a life filled with authenticity, confidence, and true freedom. Key takeaways for you. Notice the early signs of peer pressure in your life, whether they come from friends, family, or even cultural norms. It's often subtle at first, a suggestion, a comment, or an expectation. But being aware of these signs can help you identify and address them before they escalate. Commit to your values and create boundaries that protect your well-being. Take time to reflect on what's truly important to you. And don't be afraid to say no when something doesn't align with your principles. Boundaries are key to maintaining your mental and emotional health. Recognize that it's okay to step away from environments or relationships that risk pulling you backward. It's never easy to make these decisions, but prioritizing your personal growth sometimes requires creating distance from negativity or harmful influences. Lean on your support systems. Sometimes the strongest move you can make is to ask for help. Reach out to trusted friends, family members, mentors, or professionals who can offer guidance, encouragement, or simply a listening ear. Believe in the power of recovery. Every day offers a new chance to grow, evolve, and thrive. Progress may not always be linear, but each step forward, no matter how small, is a step toward the life you want to create. Today, I want to encourage you to reflect on your experiences with peer pressure. Are there areas in your life where you feel external influences pushing you toward decisions that don't align with your goals or values? If so, now is the time to take courageous action. Define your boundaries. Share your thoughts with a trusted friend or mentor. Explore support networks in your community. And most importantly, choose yourself, your growth, and your well-being every single time. Because this is your life, your story, and it's worth rewriting for the better. Thank you for tuning in to episode 25 of the Rebuilding Lives podcast. Until next time, take care and keep rebuilding.